Chapter 4. Lexi had waited patiently in the front room of Doggy Diva for Jack to finish his investigation of the scene. She knew he might have some additional questions for her, and she wanted to be as helpful as possible. Sprinkles wasn't quite as patient, however, and Lexi was debating whether she should grab a package of dog treats from the display rack and leave some cash on the counter when the owner, Carl Knutson, came rushing in.
"What's happened here?"
He tugged at his collar, obviously upset. Lexi stood. "I'm afraid there's been a death, Carl." Carl's face turned white.
"What do you mean, a customer?"
Lexi thought it was strange his mind would go there. He looked as if he was more worried about a lawsuit than his own workers, considering that he hadn't even asked about Freddie or Kelly.
"It was Freddie Lang,"
Jack said, coming around the counter to stand in front of Carl.
"He was murdered."
Carl gasped.
"Murdered? Are you sure?"
Jack nodded, his expression grim.
"Where have you been? Do you often leave your workers alone in the store?" "I'm just getting into work. I had errands to run this morning. I have people to run the shop, and I'm not here all the time."
Carl sounded a little miffed.
"So you haven't been here at all today?"
Jack asked. Carl's gaze darted around the room.
"No, why?" "Just asking. It seems that there may have been some foul play."
Just then, Kelly came back through the front door. "All of the dogs are accounted for." Carl looked confused, so Lexi explained. "Freddie had a leash in his hand with no dog at the other end, so we thought maybe it was a dog napping." Carl swiped at a bead of sweat that had formed on his forehead.
"Dog napping? Why?"
Lexi shrugged. "I don't know. I thought maybe it had something to do with the dog show. There's a big cash prize, and I've heard there have been some arguments among the contestants already."
"Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. Thankfully, all of our clients are accounted for back there. But poor Freddie." "Oh, dear. I'll have to see what I can do for his family. Will the shop need to be closed down?"
Carl craned his neck at the crime scene behind the counter, and Lexi could picture the wheels turning in his head as he counted the money he would lose.
"Not for long. We've processed most of the scene already. Should be wrapping up in a bit."
Jack was staring at Carl, as if mentally adding him to the suspect list.
"In the meantime, I'm going to need you to look around and see if anything is missing. There is money in the cash register, but I don't know if it's the right amount. Is there anything else of value here in the store?"
Carl glanced at the display shelves.
"Dog supplies, leashes. Some of the dog food is expensive, but there's nothing worth killing someone for." "Do you have a safe in the office?"
Jack glanced at a door to the right.
"We haven't looked in there yet."
Carl jerked his head in that direction.
"It's locked. The door isn't broken down, so I imagine they didn't get in. There's no safe in there."
Carl pulled his keys out of his pocket and rushed to the door. He unlocked it and stuck his head in, then turned back to Jack.
"It's just as I left it. Nothing's disturbed. Even my laptop is still on the desk."
Jack nodded.
"Okay. I'll let you know when we finish up and you can open."
Carl went into his office and Jack came over to Lexi.
"You don't have to wait around. If I have other questions for you, I know where to find you."
Jack winked at Lexi, then bent down to pet Sprinkles. "Okay, see you tonight." Lexi gave Jack a peck on the cheek and tugged on Sprinkles' leash. Answering more questions wasn't the only reason she had been staying. She wanted to eavesdrop on the investigation because she had one burning question. If no dog had been taken, then why was Freddie clutching the leash? Carl stood behind his desk, wiping sweat from his brow, as he brought his surveillance app up on the computer. He could never figure out how to work the darn thing properly, and he was very nervous, which wasn't helping. He clicked on the mouse and banged on the keyboard, but couldn't get the videos from earlier in the morning to play. It didn't really matter, though. He knew what was on the one from the camera pointed at the lobby.
Unlike what he'd told Detective Perillo, this was not the first time he'd been there that day. Perillo had a reputation for being thorough, and Carl was sure his next step would be to ask about the surveillance footage. Luckily, Carl was known for being on the cheap side, and it was common knowledge that many businesses put up fake cameras that didn't actually record anything. And even though he didn't know how to play back the video, he did know how to get rid of it. He squinted at the screen that showed what was happening right now. His stomach lurched as he watched the police dust for fingerprints and take pictures of the floor behind the counter. Wait, did that bakery woman just kiss Perillo? He didn't have time to spy on them. He navigated to the directory with the stored videos. Delete, delete, delete. By some miracle, he figured out how to reconfigure the directories, so it looked as if only the camera at the back door worked. Now he could give that file to the police, and it wouldn't show a thing. He didn't need the police scrutinizing his business any further than they already were, even if it meant a killer might go free.